Hey, what's going on, guys? It's me again. So I want to make a quick video discussing something that I just realized. And that realization is that last week I made a video talking about how this girl broke my heart. Didn't go into any details and stuff, but I wanted to discuss how I'm still affected by that, very much so. And I'm still operating off of heartbreak. And I didn't know what was wrong with me for the longest time. I basically just thought I was just mad at society and stuff. And generally I am. But this was different. This was like, I'm in the parking lot, so excuse the noise. I basically noticed that I would have these flashes of just agitation and, you know, bitterness. And I'm like, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel so jaded? Then I looked back and started realizing, oh, that's right. I'm not really recovered from this. And today's topic is going to be about the male malice effect. When you have malice in your heart due to a heartbreak or a breakup or someone doing you dirty, it can either make you into a bad, cynical person, or it can make you break your limits. It can be a limit breaker. It actually can help. And since being destroyed by this girl a while back, and since I just realized that I am still in effect by it, that I have decided to better myself because I want her to regret everything. And basically, I want her to regret how she treated me, how she took advantage of me, all that typical bull crap, all right? And, you know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm going to the gym. I'm drinking more water. I'm in the 320s now. I was, you know, 350 back in March. Now I'm 326, 325 around the area. And my goal is to get to 310 by next month. If I can do that, if I can lose 5 to 10 pounds by the end of next month, Halloween, that'd be a good deal. And then the next step is to get into 200s for the first time in my adult life. And when you are a man that's been shattered by a female, it's a crossroads of emotions, a crossroads of decision making. You can either lay on the couch and not do crap, or you can hit the gym and better yourself and make sure it doesn't happen ever again. And for me, I'm making sure it doesn't happen ever again. Now, there are some hidden consequences to this. One of the consequences is ultimately not really trusting women ever again. I'll make sure my parents are good. My mom is great. I'm not talking about this generation. The last generation. I'm talking about the modern day woman. I cannot and will not deal with that ever again. I'm not dealing with it. I just got to assume most modern day women are like the girl I dealt with. The girl that broke me, basically. Sad to say, I can't take the risk. I'm just cynical of them. Now I'm like, I was already cynical, but seeing the nature in my face when she wanted help and, you know, she was getting better and with whatever she was dealing with, do a 180 and just abandon everything and everyone, I'll never forget that. That's a scarring of the heart, of my heart and my emotions that I cannot and will not forget ever. And that's just where I'm at. It's just a male malice effect where you are heartbroken and then you channel that energy into doing something else. Another thing I'm doing is I'm back on NoFap. I'm back on semen retention. I'm like day 3 or something like that. I woke up to day 3. So that's another thing. I want to focus myself and focus my energy on doing something else productive. And the ultimate energy productive technique is NoFap. So I'm doing that. I'm doing semen retention. I'm not, you know, choking a chicken and stuff like that. Haven't seen porn in like a week and stuff, and reading the Bible more. Like, that's the positive effect of the male malice effect. The negative is hating women and shooting up your place. That's not, I don't have the spirit in me, and I don't want that. So, that's it. Okay, bye, guys.